So let's get over to our Alaska Airlines postgame highlights, brought to you by Alaska Airlines, featuring the most West Coast flights. And it looked good right out of the chute as the pilots take the opening tip, and Taki Ferenson remained hot from the previous game. Jackson State going man-to-man to start. White, foul on extended right, get it down to Diabate on the block. They double-team him, backs out. Skip pass over the top to Ferenson, left corner three, drilled it. So an early 3-0 lead right off the bat. Portland would continue to play from the lead, getting it to their leading scorer, Isaiah White. Here's Ferenson from the Pilot Wheel logo on the right angle. Cross court to Adams. Tries to get around James. Picked up his dribble. Throws it out to Isaiah White. Free throw line jumper. Good. And that's Isaiah White's game, that mid-range pull-up game. 9-6 there. Pilots with the early lead. Then Jackson State would start to turn up the defensive pressure, getting some turnovers. Portland able to find enough offense as the freshman point guard, Chase Adams, starting to find his own shot. Adams now goes to the right side, gets a screen to come back top of the key, gets around Ross, runner off the glass, tough shot as he was fading away to the baseline. Great body control for Chase, his first bucket. Unfortunately, the Pilots would go nearly 5 minutes before their next field goal. It was a 13-0 run to take a 26-16 lead for Jackson State. They started to chip away again, and it was their leader, Isaiah White, doing the damage. McClellan throws it in the corner. Jarrett going to rise up for three. That one's no good. Ferenson there for the rebound. Outlet to Chase Adams.
Hey, you missed that one, Jarrett.
Pilots trying to find some offense before the Tigers can set up. White in the corner for three. That one's good. And that ends the run for Jackson State. Pilots back within seven. They would continue to chip away things. Good to see JoJo Walker get back with this team, cleared up his issue with the university, and he started to add some offense. James for three, too strong, long rebound, nobody there. Ferenson finally comes up with it for the Pilots. JoJo trips over Chase trying to get out of the backcourt. Ahead to JoJo, he'll rise up for three. Got that one, JoJo Walker for three, and Portland's back within five. They would go down five at the halftime break, 37-32, coming out, trying to keep the offense going. Isaiah White exerting a lot of effort at the defensive end, but Portland trying to turn to him to get him cranked up in the second half. Tryon on the right mid block, backing in, hands off to Ferenson, throw back out to Tryon, swing it cross court to White. Crosses over into the lane with the dribble, off the glass with a left hand. Nice drive by Isaiah White. 43-35, the deficit was down to eight, but Jackson State would go on an 8-0 run once again. They needed the help from JoJo Walker to pull them back. JoJo takes the entry pass down to Diabate, faces up McKinnis, spins, he's double teamed, finds Taki in the right corner, they swing it around the horn, JoJo Walker, three, good. Making the extra pass that time, JoJo Walker's second three of the night. 55-43. And the Pilots would chip away, chip away. They finally, in about 5 minute mark, made a push, but it would just not be enough despite the best efforts of Taki Ferenson. Chase with it. Runs it into the front court off the screen. It's Tryon. Chase gets into the lane. Throw it out. Taki in the corner for three. That one's good.
Great play.
43.8 seconds. Pilots within eight. But they couldn't get another bucket. And they would lose by 10, 73-63.